Wednesday night, Dvar Halacha. First of all, everyone should join me in wishing Mazel Tov to the Shulchan Aruch Shir and Shmuel Katz, Berk Shmuel Katz, that they're finishing Ebenezer tonight, or they finished already Ebenezer, and they're embarking upon Choshen Mishpat Sunday, with tomorrow, I think, an introductory Shir, which I was not asked to give. Mazel Tov. Lekavo this Choshiva milestone, instead of saying Wednesday night on Choshen Mishpat and Thursday night on Ebenezer, I'm going to change the Seder, and tonight I'm going to say on Ebenezer, and tomorrow night on Choshen Mishpat. Lekavo the Siyum. So, it was learnt, a bunch of people pointed out to me, asked me, it was learnt in the shul and in the mornings in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch about a man walking between two ladies, which is not really an Ebenezer, because it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, but it's an Ebenezer Inyan. It has to do with Richuk from Arayos, Richuk from Noshim. Anyway, so the story is as follows. It's the Gemara in Psochim says it shouldn't be done, and Hurius, it clarifies that it's kosher l'shikcha. Now, even though the Gemara in Psochim says that also a woman shouldn't pass between two men, that's less known. I am speculating that the reason is because since it's not an isser technically, but it's something you shouldn't do, it's inappropriate, and it's kosher l'shikcha, which is shikchas haTorah, women are not mitzvah in Talmud Torah, so probably that's why it's not so well known that a woman shouldn't pass between two men either. Out of a sense of curiosity, Chas V'Shalom Googled woman walking between two men, and I came up with a 1935 newspaper article by Emily Post. You know Emily Post? Yeah. You know Emily Post? It was extremely considered boorish and very ill-mannered for a man to walk between two women. It was like double poshut in a civilized society where you have manners. It was disgusting. It was not nice. Very ill-mannered, she says, for a man to walk between two ladies in 1935. It's a Gemara in Psochim. So these are the type of questions everybody runs to Rav Chaim Kanievsky with. How far apart? Is it no gay if the women are very far apart? Like, at what point is it not called between two women? Let's say the women are walking and the man standing. Is that okay? Let's say the women are like north-south and the man's going east-west. And so he says a lot of these things are not clear, but since we spend our day on Talmud Torah, so we should really go l'chumrah, so to speak, calling it l'chumrah, because again, it's not really a din of Isser, and we should avoid things which are kosher l'shikcha, because we all want to remember what we learned. So the Ben Ish Chai does say, it's a very, very small shir, the Ben Ish Chai says if they're more than dalal amos apart, then it's already, it's not said. Dalal amos is 8 feet, that's a very small amount of space. I would assume they're, if they're 8 feet, like a very small, I don't know. Anyway, the Ben Ish Chai says it's okay if they're 8 feet apart. It's only what the eitzah that's given by the poskim, by the mefarshim, the eitzah, if you find yourself in such a position and you don't want to be violated, they say poshut to carry something. And so you're not between two women, you're carrying, either you have a briefcase, and that's considered like, so you're not between two women, you're carrying your briefcase. They suggest even b'shas hadchak, I imagine, I don't know, I'm saying b'shas hadchak, you can take your cell phone, and that's what you're carrying. I imagine it's only a kosher phone, I guess, because I don't know if a not kosher phone is mafsik. I don't know. Could be an hour to walk between a not kosher phone and a woman either, but... So they say to carry a tick, to carry a briefcase, to carry something. And if you ever see a Hasidish fella holding his payas, it's brought down as an eitzah in the Sfarim. They say if you don't have anything to carry and you find that you have to walk between two women, at least hold on to your payas. So that's what it says. Again, Rav Chaim says, I saw in a few, one of these Divrei Rav Chaim Svarim, that he says, you should be careful, you shouldn't laugh, and you should be careful about things that are choshel l'shikcha, because Because again, we spend our day learning, and we certainly want to remember what we learned. Heels walking fast is standing on line doesn't count. And you could sit between, you know, like we walk between two women maybe without thinking about it, but we wouldn't, a Haredi guy like wouldn't dream of sitting between two women. But there's nothing wrong with sitting between two women, so to speak. If you're nizer, you sit between two women. That's but walking between two women is the Gemara Pesachim. So you can stand online, you could sit, you could hold something as an eitz if you have to walk. And although I told someone that if the women are walking also, it's not said, I looked and I can't find it. I couldn't find it. Who says that if the women are walking, then the Azhara is not said? But if Chaim says Beferish, it is said. Even if the women are walking and you're standing still. Even if the women are walking and you're walking, it's still said. So I withdraw what I said if the person is here listening, because I can't find it. So, okay. There's also, I just want to mention a segula for remembering your learning. We're talking about a segula for forgetting your learning. There's also segulas for remembering your learning. It's called chazering. Okay.